Ladies and gentlemen, step right up. Let's go see the elephant. We're on a roll on a honey. I'm a roll on a honey, and you can't keep up with me.
We don't have to wait any longer to see who's going to win the Trump VP contest. Welcome to the show, folks. That's right. You got the American adversaries. That means it's drive time. That means it's prime time right here in Central Florida, all over the country. Well, all up and down the East Coast, that is. Wish we were on all up and down the East Coast. We're working our way that way. Anyway, welcome to the show, folks. That's right. You got the American adversaries, and we are here. We are live on FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer. I am Christopher Hart. Dr. K is fighting his way through the maze that is now I-4, the I-4 project, if you will, and he'll be here any moment. We got Nick LoCicero on the bridge, 407-774-8255, and I guess this is old friends going to drop by week, because last night we had on the show Lloyd Marcus, who we hadn't seen for a number of months, and of course we love Lloyd, and he makes great music, and he makes great sense, too, and he's a great patriot. And today we have old and dear friend Matthew Dell on the show. If you've been listening to the show for a long time, you probably remember Matthew Dell. Matthew Dell, how you doing?
We're doing great. How are you?
Good. And what he means by we is he has his beautiful, lovely wife, Leslie, with him. Say hello to everybody, Leslie, please.
Hello, everybody.
No, they went. Try it again. We didn't quite have the mic on. Try it again there.
Hello, everybody.
There you go. Right. You love that accent?
Straight from Tennessee.
It is indeed. And they'll be here the whole show with us, and of course, we hope you will be too. We got B. Brian Blair going to join us, the Killer Bee himself, live from the Hive in the second hour of the show. And of course, it was he who threw down the gauntlet, if you will, who came up with the contest idea of who is going to be Trump's VP. And it turns out, now that we know, it has been made official, by even though they postponed the formal announcement, the formality, if you will. Trump did tweet out this morning, made it official himself, that it is Indiana Governor Mike Pence. And Mike Pence has tweeted out that he has accepted, he's delighted, honored, the whole nine yards. And I think it's a pretty good fit, and we got a poll question today. I think that fits this subject, doesn't it? There, Nick LoCicero.
Yeah, pretty straightforward today. We're asking you if you like the pick of Mike Pence as Trump's VP. So there you go, yes or no, and we have that question up on our mobile app right now.
All right. And, you know, I promised myself this time that I was not going to, you know, sort of jump in wholeheartedly when the pick was announced, no matter who it was, given sort of getting burned last time by Paul Ryan, St. Pauli girl. But I do kind of like this, and I think the more I look at it, probably the more I will like it. I don't know for sure, but yeah, I do believe he brings balance to the ticket. And I think in a lot of ways he guarantees that the turmoil within the Republican Party will subside, at least maybe not entirely, but to a great extent, and that will make it much more possible for Donald Trump to defeat Hillary Clinton and the others and become the next president of the United States. And speaking of becoming, the man who's becoming in the door right now is Dr. K himself, and looks like he's bearing gifts.
All right.
Did you bring enough for everybody?
Yes, I did. It looks like you got a whole big old grocery cart full of stuff, looks like here.
Hello.
How you doing, Dr. K?
Oh, I'm better now that I'm off the road.
I bet. Mm-hmm. That's a nightmare out there. So we got a lot to talk about, and certainly we want you to join us. And by the way, the winner, officially, I don't know if I mentioned it, we were talking around it last night, and it is official, as I said, Mike Pence, so that means it is official. Marilyn, you are the winner of the VP contest. That means you and your loved one will be going join with us to Cafe Positano. We'll get together with you and work out a date, and the whole gang's going to be there with you, including the Killer Bee himself.
Ooh.
So bring some insect repellent. It's going to be a lot of fun. And by the way, after the show last night, a bunch of us trucked on down to Cafe Positano's and had a great dinner and had the great privilege and pleasure of meeting last night's winners to our Liberal Democratic Trait Contest.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Julie and her mother, Dina.
Very nice.
It was an absolute delight. And Nick was with me. They were a lot of fun, weren't they, Nick? I mean...
Yeah, it was really cool to meet our winners and meet, you know, people listen to the station, come out and meet us and be excited about it. It's great.
They were excited as could be because they had won the contest. I mean, it was really thrilling for us. And of course, they were there because they wanted to see us and meet us. But, you know, it's as big a treat for us to meet you folks as it is for you to meet us. So that's why we invite you to come out to our events. And thank you, Julie and Dina, for stopping by. It was a whole lot of fun. And... okay, so Mike Pence, it is. Let me just go around the table real quick, see what we think. Dr. K, you heard what I said.
You know, I heard about it, and I just thought, wow, this is it's going to balance it out, I think. I really do.
That's the word that popped into my mind over and over, balance.
Balance. Yeah.
Because he's not anything like Trump.
Right. Yeah. And he's got a proven record. He's done a lot of different things. You know, he was also like us, a radio host.
That's right. I forgot all about
radio show.
That. I had forgotten all about that.
Yeah, he used to refer to himself as Rush Limbaugh on decaf.
I thought that was Tom Cotton.
No. That was him.
That was Mike Pence.
Mike Pence, yep.
And so he is a good staunch conservative. I know the Democrats are going to attack him as being social, you know, conservative on the social issues like marriage and abortion. But once again, it brings balance. And with that,
some stability. Are just pointing out his good traits?
Well, that's to us. Right. Obviously, it's perspective. But he's also a much younger man. He's only 57. Mm-hmm. You know, Newt, who was one of the other finalists, is 72 himself. He's actually 2 years older than Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. So it would have been the situation where you'd have like a Dick Cheney that he's not going to be the next president, right?
Right.
Pence could be.
Could be.
And so you could have sort of a line of succession here. And I think he'll make the establishment types, as I said, a little bit more, sleep a little bit easier at
night. I think
so. Matt, what do you think? I mean, we've sat around and talked politics plenty of times. I know you are a strong conservative.
Sure. Well, quite frankly, I don't personally know enough about him, but I think his cousin is Billy Ray. And, you know, we know Billy Ray up there in Pikeville, Tennessee, right? Isn't he in the band, in the country band up there? And,
yes,
he is. So we're not sure.
Really? Are you serious?
No, we're just joking.
Oh,
I'll be honest with you. That's Matt Dillon.
So you got some competition tonight there, Dr. K.
Yeah.
And you got me over here, gullible as can be.
I was going to say, I don't know if that's
By the way, Matt, you know, you might be wondering why are they down here from Tennessee? It's because tomorrow Matt is going to be signing a book that he wrote. A book signing. That's right. It's in Lake Buena Vista.
Good old LBV. Yes.
Yeah.
Right in the middle of Disney area.
Yeah.
Yes.
Tomorrow from 1 to 3 p.m. we'll give you all the details as the show goes along. And the title of his book is called Biblical Tithing for the Christian. You know, there's a right way to do things and a wrong way to do things and just about everything in life. And people think if they just... throw out 10% to whoever is asking for a tithing, that's the right thing to do. But it may not be, right, Matt?
Well, this show is not short of controversy. So we come up, you know, this is a good fit. We
you
really appreciate
down
the opportunity.
You're not here to pick a fight, are you?
You know how it is. But, you know, it's... I think this message has been out there so many times about tithing, and this is a message that's been on my heart for 20 years, and I just really felt last year was the time to put it out. And so we actually just got this printed earlier in the year, and it answers some questions, and it just gives a totally different perspective on what we're supposed to do as Christians with our giving.
Okay.
So that's kind of in a nutshell.
Because if you give to the wrong let's just say if you put your money in the wrong place, you're not doing the right thing. Mm. All right?
Yes.
All right.
And with the wrong attitude, too.
Exactly. There you go. Yes. And so we'll be talking more in depth about that as the show goes along. But in the meantime, we have Brad on the line who has some comments about Trump's VP. Brad, thanks for calling tonight. Appreciate you being out there.
Oh, good afternoon, fellas. I like the pick of Pence, you know, because he is, you know, the opposite of Trump, and it brings balance to the ticket. My only regret, though, is, and I'm going to miss it, I know you guys are going to miss it, every time Newt would be, you know, with one of these talking liberal heads, whether it's Anderson Cooper or Chuck Todd or any of them, he undresses them so badly that they have to cut to commercial, and I'm going to miss that. I don't know if Pence has the ability to do that, but every time, I mean, Newt tears them apart, undresses them, and maybe I'm hoping that even though he wasn't the VP pick, that he'll be out on the circuit doing that, because I get a big kick out of that, guys.
Yeah, well, I think that now that he's not going to be the VP pick, he has more carte blanche to do that as much as he wants. He's not going to get in trouble or get the ticket in trouble by doing that.
Well, I think all you have to do is look at the last 24 hours to see that Newt Gingrich ain't going away, him dominating the headlines are not going away either. We're going to talk about the responses to the Nice attack by Newt. And the president took him on today because, yeah, he's going to be in the fray, Brad. By the way, Newt Gingrich made it very clear this morning on Mike Gallagher's show that he is going to be in the fray, not just in the campaign, but what you just said, that he has carte blanche.
Yep.
See, he's now more of a free actor than even if he were to become the vice president, he would be constrained in that role. Yep. He is now free to do what he does best. And according to him this morning, that he and Trump talked about, that if he weren't the VP pick, it is going to be his job, his task is going to be to overhaul, revamp the federal government. And I cannot think of a person more capable of doing that. And a vice president is not in a position to do that. You need a man who has freedom of travel, movement, and expression. Mm-hmm. And a VP just doesn't have it. So I understand what you're saying, but I think in this case, Brad, we got the best of both worlds. All right. Thank you, sir, for calling. All right. Once again, 407-774-8255 is the number. And we might as well at least get into the responses. Newt's response was, and we've been saying this on this show since way back. I mean, Matt, you know, you were here way back when we first started the show,
oh,
right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And he can remember that we were talking about this war that we are in. We didn't declare it. It was declared on us, but if we stick our heads in the sand and deny it, all they're going to do is kick us in the butt because we have made an easy target for them, right? Mm. And that's what the president, I believe, has done. He said today, we never need to do their work for them in response to Newt. So let me back up for a second. Newt Gingrich called for basically a Sharia test.
Okay.
In other words, anyone with Muslim roots, background, would be asked if they are supporters of Sharia law. Would they basically pledge not to practice it here in the United States? And if they refused or said, we do practice it, we do believe in it, they take a hike.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And the bottom line being, and as we've pointed out on this show numerous times, we've had many an expert, and they all say the same thing, Sharia law is not compatible with the United States Constitution, nor is it compatible, as Newt Gingrich said, with Western culture. And he said, and he came right out and said, we are in a war. This is a worldwide war. I don't know how many times I've said that on this show since we started. It wasn't one of our choosing. But once again, if we deny it and put our heads in the sand, guess what that makes of our butts? An easy target.
Yeah, because your butt's in the air.
You better believe it.
And you get kicked in the butt.
And unfortunately, but look what happened yesterday. Right?
Yep.
The easy targets. That's what these
soft
people,
targets.
That's what they go for. Mm-hmm. And they're going to use any and all methods. Any and all. Guns. Knives. Remember the butcher who cut the head off of the woman out there in, where was it, Colorado? Mm-hmm. Muslim. Right? He was mad. He got fired or something. So he went back and carried out a little jihad by cutting this woman's. She worked in the front office.
Mm-hmm.
So he hacked her. All he took was a knife.
Yep.
Right, so you can use a baseball bat, you can use a box truck, You can use an automobile. They will use any and all methods. They will not be restrained as we are. And so, of course, Newt has been taking a bunch of heat from the left. As I said, the president comes out and takes him on and then says, we should never do their work for them. Because, of course, he's saying that now Newt is a big recruitment tool. Mm-hmm. The biggest recruitment tool is the president because he won't do what is necessary to take these folks on.
Sitting around and doing nothing is
the worst thing you can do.
The worst thing you can do. Exactly.
Yeah. So... we'll go ahead and take a break, and we'll pick this up on the other side because I want to get also to more, perhaps even more importantly, Trump and Hillary's responses to this. Yes, could you believe it that Hillary was on O'Reilly last night?
Yeah,
maybe it was just somebody who did a really good impersonation of her.
Yeah,
was it you, Leslie?
It wasn't me. No,
not with that accent.
Don't think I could do a Hillary impersonation very well at all.
She's not from Arkansas.
Oh, there she
is.
We'll be right back.
Here, Hillary. Here, Hillary. Come on. Come on, girl. Come on, girl. Here you go.
Here, I'll chase her toward you.
Like we say, put her in the pen.
Oh, my goodness.
The big pen, as in the penitentiary. Yeah. That's where she belongs.
Well, and for the people out there that don't know Mike Pence, I just wanted to add one more thing before we continue.
Yeah.
Are you aware of the fact that his government, the one he's established over the last six elections he's been in, has a $2 billion surplus?
He's talking about it in Indiana.
In Indiana.
And he was also Navy, too, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
So, hey, you know, he's got everything going for him.
Can't be bad.
As far as I'm concerned. So.
And let's face it, he's a good-looking man, and he's got a beautiful family. He cuts a nice profile, let's put it that way. And I think he's ready for the fight.
Good.
Yeah, so I think it's going to be exciting. I think it showed that I believe Trump is sort of putting his ducks in a row.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And I think Chris Christie's going to be the attorney general. And I think he's just going to cut Newt loose.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the best thing you could do.
Yep.
So, but we're going to find out. Now, when it came to the Nice attack, Trump's response was, look, you know, hey, we got to get, you know, the response. We got to get tough. We got to fight these people. We can't deny who they are. We can't be so afraid that we don't call them what they are. We can't try to be too clever. And then, of course, there was Hillary's response. And as she gave it last night on O'Reilly, and she sort of followed through today, and that was platitudes.
Oh, sure.
We have to strengthen our relationship with our allies. We have to work closer together. We have to do more to understand the enemy. And, I mean, there was nothing you want to talk about, no specifics. There was nothing. It was just a bunch of empty, hot air. And same old, same old, same old.
Fluffy. Mm-hmm.
Fluffy. There you go. I like that. Maybe that could be our nickname for our pet, Fluffy.
Yeah, yeah, we're talking about dogs. You know? Yeah.
Fluffy Hillary. Fluffy, there you go.
What is it, girl? What is it, girl? Did Bernie fall in a well?
Oh, you dirty dog. Oh, you. All right, so yeah, she comes out with the platitudes. Trump comes out with the tough talk. So in essence, and I've brought this up on the show a number of times so far in this cycle since he got the nomination, or actually even as he was pursuing the nomination, because Trump really hasn't changed his style fundamentally speaking, although he may have sort of changed a little bit his tone of delivery. And that is that he is controlling the emotional side of the argument. Normally, this is done by the Democrats. They are normally the ones that are very expert at controlling the emotional side. Look how Barack Obama got elected twice, basically. It was by controlling emotional arguments. Hillary, however, is coming across as though, and she's doing this on purpose because she's trying to prove that she's more than just a woman, that she's also brainiac, right? And so she's coming across with this more intellectual, yes, we have to, you know, we have to look at our intelligence gathering. We have to come up with better, you know, better our relationship with our allies. As I said, the platitudes, which have no emotion in them.
Well, look what she's done with intelligence before.
Yeah.
She buried it.
She buried it.
There. Ignored it.
You mean like a bone?
There we go.
So he's
controlling.
We're getting
on that gravy train.
Yeah, really. He's doing two things, though. And I've said this from the start, too, when it came to the other Republicans who were all being real frustrated over being beaten by Donald Trump, who'd never been, you know, really a politician in his life before. I'm saying, watch what he does and do it yourself. Okay, it's kind of that simple. And there's a lesson in what he's doing for all Republicans yet to come. He is controlling the emotional side of the argument, but not being all sappy and trying to outdo the liberals at it. He's controlling the emotional side of the argument by being, if you will, a masculine man. And people seem to be very desperate for that sort of thing.
Okay.
All right. You're a psychologist. Am I off base?
No, I agree with you.
The American adversary tried time, and that's not a bad thing. That's a good thing.
And we're back, and it's Friday. I hope you're ready for the weekend. Are you getting excited? Monday, the convention starts, and folks, there's going to be great live coverage all day, all night long right here on the Salem Media Group stations, and, of course, FM 105.5 and AM 660 The Answer are going to be right there, right in the thick of things. It starts with Hugh Hewitt and goes right on through Larry Elder. Now, we're not going to be there, but there's going to be live coverage all about, so, and, of course, we'll be talking about it when we are on the air. So, and of course, taking your phone calls as well. So I'm excited. It's going to be a lot of fun. It promises to be a different kind of convention than your typical convention. So we're looking forward to it. And of course, now we do know that Mike Pence is Trump's VP choice. All right. And by the way, that is our poll question today. Do you like that choice? And you, of course, have to have, however, the free, it is free, WORL-FM-AM app that you can download into your smart mobile devices out there. And that way you can participate in the poll. And you can also hear us when we are preempted by the Rays. They're going back to the field, back on the field tonight with Baltimore. And the game starts at 7:10, I think. So the pregame start about 6:30, 6:35. So for that last half hour of the show, please use that app or listen to us at am660theanswer.com. Or, of course, you can go to our brand new website, americanadversaries.com, and just hit that listen live button right there on the front page, and that way you'll hear us as well. Okay, and we'll have the final tally on that poll question later on. We'll get a little update from Nick here in just a few minutes. But I want to reintroduce Matthew Dell. Matthew was very instrumental in helping us in the early days of the show, helped us way back with our second iteration of our website.
Yep.
And just was a tremendous help to us. He also helped us look for sponsors. He's a great patriot and a man who knows the Constitution. And he's written a book. And if you'd like to meet him and get a copy of his book, you can do it tomorrow. It's from 1 to 3 p.m. But now exactly where is it going to be, Matt?
It's called The World of Coffee. And it's in the shops of Lake Buena Vista, right on 535, right next to, I think it's the 417, the toll road right there to 417.
So it's really easy to get from.
Yeah, it's really easy to get to.
I want to back up for just a second now that I've sort of reintroduced you. And by the way, he's here with his lovely wife, Leslie. And they're down from Tennessee where they live now. And that's why Matt's still not working with the show, or he would be. But
I work very remotely.
Yeah, exactly.
In my bunker.
That's right. It's a bunker up in
the hills of Tennessee.
Tennessee. Let's just put it this way. This man is prepared. Okay? You know, you hear us talking on the show a lot of times, the old Boy Scout motto, be prepared for whatever. Matt is the kind of guy who is prepared, and he's written a great book. But he made an excellent point that I want him to remake on the air, because he made it during the break, about something we were talking about as we went into the break, and that is that Trump is, not only is he just controlling the emotional side of the argument, but he's showing Republicans how to do it, that you don't have to be a bunch of saps. You don't have to buy into the liberal argument and think that you have to come up with a better way to spend the government's money, right? That it can be done a different way.
Absolutely.
And you pointed out something having to do with the this.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, just the ad that I saw today said Hillary's slogan is "I'm with her," and right. Trump's slogan is "I'm with you," and that makes a huge deal. And kind of on a side note about this is that not just, you know, yes, everybody's made mistakes. You know, Donald Trump he's had some businesses, he's had some failures, but look at his track record and look where he's going and where he wants to go. And I think that's so important. One of the big deals that I don't know if anybody's really on the show has made this point yet is that evangelicals have to get out to vote. And that's I don't want to get sidetracked, but if evangelicals really take a look at the track record of Hillary Clinton and who she is and what's going on, if you really want another 8 years of Barack Obama, get off your rear end and go and vote.
My fear is it wouldn't be another 8 years. That'd be the rest of our years.
Yep.
Right? Because he's already, as I've said on the show a number of times, he can go down in history as this. He can claim this. He has been one of the most consequential presidents in U.S. history in terms of things that he's done that affect each and every one of us, each and every one of our individual lives,
yes.
and the culture and the life of the nation itself.
Yes.
And so there's a lot of work to correct.
Yes. If we don't make a change right now, the repercussions are from generation to generation to generation.
And may not be able to make a change because we're talking about Supreme Court justices,
yes.
too. We're
and
talking about
financially.
Right.
Yep.
The liberals controlling not just one, not just two, but all three branches of government mm-hmm. for decades.
Yes.
And that, of course, would be the death of this country. Mm-hmm. There's no question in my mind about it. Dr. K, the difference in those two. Those two slogans.
Oh, yeah.
You know, what would say them again? With Hillary, it's...
Yeah, I'm with her.
Mm-hmm. And with
I'm not
Trump,
really with her, but that's what she says.
And with Trump?
I'm with you.
What does that say to a person psychologically? Sort of there's subliminal messages going on here, right?
Well, basically, as Matt had said, it's an interpretation, the way we look at it, the psychological, the way it impacts you. If somebody says, I'm with you, well, it's warm. It's ingratiating. It draws you in. You know, by saying I'm with her, you've already alienated half your population. And then, really, what's she really truly trying to say? If it's I'm with her, then is it saying that that's what her people are saying? That I'm with her?
Right.
You know, or is it that I'm with her, like I said there, where you'd alienate half the people? Or does it make everybody subjects?
Well, that's the bottom line, is that's the subliminal message,
mm-hmm.
is that you're with her no matter what.
Either way you look at this, there's no good way to put that phrase into action.
Right. And see, once again, though, it's a bit more of an intellectual appeal, where Trump's is more of the emotional appeal.
Yes.
And if you control the emotional side mm-hmm. of the argument in politics, you're going to win 9 out of 10 times.
Mm-hmm.
I guarantee you. That's how Democrats have gotten elected so many times, because they have controlled the emotional side of the argument more times than not.
I don't think my wife would appreciate if I had a T-shirt that said, I'm with her, except it said, I'm with Leslie.
Yeah.
I would definitely appreciate if it had an arrow pointing to me, not to Hillary Clinton.
Of course. But you know. Once again, that's what she wants to do. Mm-hmm. She wants to be the primary focus. It's the focus being on her.
On her and her ideas.
Right.
You know, with. Not that not for, but with.
What does that say
about... That's the key word that's in that phrase.
Yes.
Right.
Okay.
So what does that say about her, psychologically speaking?
Well, other than narcissism...
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
Just a little bit of that, right?
Just a touch. But then, again, as I pointed out on the show numerous times, I don't believe there's anyone that's running for office that doesn't have a touch of narcissism.
Yeah.
You have to.
Maybe.
But hers is, her cup runneth over, shall we say.
Probably to say the same thing about radio talk show guys, too.
Yeah, well.
Matthew Dell has written a book called Biblical Tithing for the Christian. You began to tell us a little bit about it. What do you mean with that title?
Well, I think that there's been a I think a lot of people have been hurt going to church, and some of that hurt has come from financially.
Now, when you say hurt, you mean that they come away at the end of it a bit frustrated? And...
Yes, or people have walked away from church.
Right. Okay.
You know, from going to church because sometimes the emphasis is on money.
Yeah.
Give me money.
Yeah.
You have to tithe. You need to give your 10%. And what this book is about, and again, it's not beating up pastors or churches or leaders, but it's about really not just setting the record straight, but looking at this as a whole perspective. See, we can't perform for God. We can't, God freely gives salvation. He freely gives miracles and healing. We cannot perform for him to receive anything from him. It's a free gift. And so I'm looking at, through the book, I'm looking at the Old Testament, what the Old Testament says in Deuteronomy chapter 12 and chapter 14, talking about what you're really supposed to, what the original Jews were doing with their tithe, with their giving. And it was just a very small portion, a very small part of their laws. And there's actually one part, if I can
please do.
go through this real quick.
Yeah.
And I'll mention this real specific scriptures for those that are listening that really want to read this in Deuteronomy chapter 14, starting in verse 22. It talks about, "You shall surely tithe all the produce from what you sow, which comes out of the field every year." And then just jumping down to verse 24, it says, "If the distance is so great for you that you are not able to bring the tithe, since the place where the Lord your God chooses to set is too far away, then you shall exchange your tithe for money. Bind the money in your hand and go to the place which the Lord your God chooses. You shall spend your money for whatever your heart desires." How many of you actually heard that come from the pulpit? Go spend your tithe. If it's too far away, go spend it, and spend it on whatever your heart desires, for oxen, for sheep, for wine, or strong drink.
No kidding.
It's in the Word of God. That's Deuteronomy chapter 14.
Read I think it. I'm going to have somebody make something up with that I can put on the wall,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Well, we live in Tennessee, and they have something called moonshine there. That would be a strong drink, right?
I thought I was drinking some of that last night at Cafe Positano.
There you go.
That's what it looked and smelled and tasted like, anyway.
Oh, boy.
So we got to go out and get these little cards printed up with Deuteronomy 22 through whatever and drop that in the collection basket?
No. Hey, listen.
Sure, the pastor will appreciate that.
We're not against giving. We're totally not against giving.
Right, but trying to say is the perception that has been developed about how the proper way of doing it is not entirely accurate.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Control and manipulation is something that should not be in the churches. I've been in places where there has been such control and manipulation where the giving is concerned. Because there's a lot of bills. And yeah, there's bills that need to be paid. The lights need to be on. The AC needs to be on. I understand that. And we're all for that. We're all for giving and supporting. But where people are so caught up in the religion of you have to give and you don't give and you're cursed with the curse and you don't give, Malachi chapter 3, you have to really look at this. And just if I can just make this point real quick, is that when you're reading something pertaining to a prophet, especially from the Old Testament, is that you have to look at the who is the prophet talking to, what are the circumstances, and why is he talking to. So if you're reading the book of Malachi as a whole, in chapter 3 especially, you have to understand the historical value behind that Malachi chapter 3 does not pertain to the Christian, and Christian leaders should not be using that scripture against Christians, because there's no more temple. There's no more storehouse. The Levitical priesthood has been done away with because of the there's no more temple to maintain in Jerusalem anymore. And so, we also talk about, and the book also talks about the fulfillment of the full law of Christ through Calvary, through what Jesus did at Calvary, and also talking about the grace that Jesus provided in our finances, and that's in 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verses 9.
Mm. Dr. K, you want to say something? Leslie does.
I have had a number of people that I've counseled, and mostly newlyweds, who run into a little bit of difficulty and some angst over maybe one of the partners wants to give X amount to the church, the other one's going, well, we can't afford that, we need to do this. Mm-hmm. And I have to sit down with them, explain to them, no, what is expected is what you can personally afford right now. You know, if you want, you don't have to stick to that 10% if it's going to be too much for you. You know, there'll come a time when you start both your incomes increase, and then you can give more than 10% if you choose to. But right now, you're going to be a detriment to yourself if you do that. You're going to be paying half your electric bill and giving the rest of the money to the church. God doesn't want that.
Exactly. Exactly. You do need to take care of your own house first.
Yes.
And God's grace is sufficient for every need. His grace is sufficient for us to give as we're able to give. Absolutely.
God wants strong children. He does not want weak children.
Right. And in debt.
And in debt. And that's how you make yourself weak. Leslie.
Well, and kind of expounding a little bit on the point you were making, I personally know of some elderly people who in years past have tithed to the church, and that was all important to them to make sure that they gave their tithes. But before the month ran out, they were still tithing, but they had no food. Mm. And they were having to ask for food for family members to provide them with food. They were not able to get medication. They were having to ask someone to help them with that, but they were proud of the fact that they had given their tithes to the church.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But yet they were left in need, and God provides. We know God will provide.
And I think one of the reasons why they do that, of course, they make fairly easy targets, if you know what I mean.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
And they're thinking about, you know, beginning to realize that they're mortal beings and are sort of wanting to store up some treasures, right? Mm-hmm.
Well, how many stories have seen this on TV where, you know, a Christian preacher was on TV saying, hey, you know, if you sow a seed of $1,000, God will return this to you 100-fold.
Right.
And that is a spirit of control and manipulation. And you just you can't do that. Mm-hmm. You cannot. And I believe God's going to just really kind of beat those people up a little bit. God's justice will always, you know, I don't like using that term, beating people up, but God's justice will always, his truth will always prevail.
I grew up in the Catholic Church, mm-hmm. right? And back when I was growing up, they used to publish a yearly list of who gave what by name.
Oh, goodness.
And the amount.
Wow. Yeah.
And, of course, you know, I had a paper route growing up, so my mother always made sure we put a dime inside the envelope for Sundays, and every once in a while I'd switch that dime out for a penny.
You took 10%.
I didn't realize they published, you know?
No, you took 90%.
Wish I'd have known about that. What was that passage there?
Yeah. Once again,
Deuteronomy again?
Matthew Dell has written a book about tithing. It's called Biblical Tithing for the Christian, and it's about how to properly go about doing it. And he didn't come up with this. He's got Bible scripture to back him up. He went to the Bible to find out about what's the right way to do something.
Yes.
I mean, isn't that the thing to do?
I've been studying this for 20 years. Yeah. And like I said, a message has been on my heart for a long time. And
the book is going to be, it's on sale. Can people get it now?
Well, it can be ordered through our website, which is e4ministries.com. That's the letter E, the number 4. Ministries.org, .org.
Yep.
And they can also, we have it on our Facebook page. We'll have it on your website and Facebook page shortly.
Right. Yep.
And but e4ministries.org, they can order it through there. And then we'll be at the book signing tomorrow.
Which is, again, where?
It's at the World of Coffee in Lake Buena Vista, and it's off of 535 heading towards 192. It's right next to, it's inside the shops of Lake Buena Vista.
And that's going to be from 1 to 3 p.m. tomorrow afternoon.
Yep.
So it'll be a great day if you're out and about already, or if you're down in that area, or just want to take a little excursion, go down, pick up a great book. How much does it sell for?
It's $7.99. It's kind of a short book. It's an easy read, but because it's straight to the point. We don't fluff anything up. We don't, you know, fluffy. You know, we talk about dogs and being and the fluffiness. We don't like the fluffiness.
Makes your appearance.
You know, so we just, you know, it's straight to the point, and, you know, it's just a message that's been on my heart for a while, and we'll be there tomorrow. And please come out, join us. You know, if you have any questions, you know, we'll gladly, you know, show scriptures. We'll gladly show you the book, and you can even email us or send us a message through the e4ministries.org website, and we have a little preview of the book there as well too. So
okay. Mm-hmm. All right, we got to take a break. As I said, Matt's going to be here the rest of the show, he and his wife Leslie. So if you have any questions for him right now, or if you want to relate an experience that his book is bringing to your mind, give us a call, 407-774-8255, and we'll get an update on our poll question when we come back too. Little Van Halen for you there. Nick, did you load this song up, or did this computer just do this? You did?
Mm.
Is it love? Because this is a perfect setup for a question that I wanted to ask you. Because you have on here, is God pleased with our giving out of obligation? Mm-hmm. Is it love if we do it if we tithe out of this sort of sense of obligation, if you will?
Well, that's an excellent question, because it, the very beginning of the very first sentence of the book is God is love.
Is that right?
Yes.
Well, is it love? First, God is love. There's your answer, right?
That's his very essence. Yeah, and how can we work to earn his love? How can we perform to earn what he freely gives us?
In other words, you can't.
You can't.
Right.
You can't.
So, it's already given free.
Yes.
So it's futile.
Yes. Exactly. Your works and your performance is futile.
So what's the Christian really supposed to do about giving?
Mm-hmm. Well, what we do is, in our household, is we actually pray about it. We say, God, what do you want to give to this mission, this person, this church? We actually...
So you ask specifics. You don't just say, God, where do you want us to spend our money, or where do you want us to tithe, I should say.
Exactly. Well, we give. And we give to our local church. We actually support, through our ministry, we actually support several other ministries through our church.
Mm-hmm.
We have a network of supporters that that give to us on a regular basis. And in our ministry, the E4 Ministries, we actually give 75% of what we bring in.
Wow. E4Ministries.org is the website. This is where you can get his brand new book, Biblical Tithing for the Christian. That's the letter E, the letter E, the number 4, ministries.org, E4Ministries.org. We're going to have to take a break. We got Ken on the line. Ken, please stay with us. We will take your question as soon as we get back from the break. And also, we're having problems with there's a problem with the computer and the poll question tonight. So I guess we're just going to perhaps forego that. Maybe we'll put it up Monday. We'll see. Anyway, I'm sorry about that. But in the meantime, you still got another hour of us to go. If you have a real, just burning desire to express your opinion about Mike Pence, just give us a call.
188 days left.
To what? To
Ovalle's office.
Yeehaw!
Amen. Hallelujah.
We'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen!
You are listening to the American Adversaries here on 660 AM, 105.5 FM. I'm Dr. Ken, sitting on this side of the desk with my wonderful host across the other side, Christopher Hart. We've been talking about all kinds of things. It's one of the reasons why I enjoy doing this show on Fridays. We put out so much good information and so much education. I'm going to go home and read Deuteronomy. That's what I'm going to do, because there's some good stuff coming out of it, thanks to Matt and his wife Leslie here.
Yeah, that'll put you to sleep.
Well, I have a little bit of insomnia. That might work.
What you need to do is get a copy of Matt's brand new book called Biblical Tithing for the Christian. Welcome to the show, folks.
Oh, we don't get one just for him being here? I mean,
I don't have any yet.
They're going to be at the bookstore tomorrow.
Right now.
They'll be at the bookstore tomorrow. We'll tell you more about it. Thank you for tuning in, folks. If you have been listening, we appreciate that. If you're just now tuning in, we appreciate that, too. That's right. You got the American Adversaries, as Dr. K was saying. That is Dr. K. It's Friday, so Dr. Ken Viek is here today. He visited with us the other day on his way to a soiree.
Oh, yeah. Good little cigar soiree.
There you go. I am Christopher Hart. Nick LoCicero is on the bridge. 407-774-8255 is the number. And a dear friend and a very early member of the American Adversaries team, Matthew Dell, is in the studio with us tonight. I should say back in the studio
tonight.
Because you spend many a night in here with us.
Mm-hmm.
And he has his beautiful and lovely and pretty much new wife. Y'all are not quite newlyweds, but sort of still. 2 years
they've
been married. Leslie, right?
Yes.
What was the wedding date?
It was July the 19th, 2014.
Oh, my goodness.
So it'll be two years.
So next week will be 2 years.
I was getting ready to say you're fixing to celebrate an anniversary.
Yeah, about that.
Yeah, congratulations. Any advice on a man, 27-year man?
27 years, yeah. Yeah, lower your expectations.
Is that for me or him?
See, that's the nice thing about being a psychologist. You just throw it out there, whoever it sticks to, that works.
407-774-8255 is the number. member of the Bee, Brian Blair, the Killer Bee, is going to join us later on in this half hour of the show. And we're going to continue the conversation with Matthew Dell and his wife. But we have Ken on the line who has a question to Matthew. So, Ken, thank you for calling, and I appreciate your patience holding through the break like that.
A name like that, you know it's going to be an intelligent question.
You're not going to walk out of the room and talk into the... Okay, go ahead, Ken. You're with us now.
Can you hear me, Chris?
Indeed, I can. Thank you for calling. I appreciate you.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys. I find your show quite entertaining on the way home from work in the evening. I appreciate you guys. I love your conservative views.
Well, thank you very much. You know, our philosophy here is we live by what I call the three E's, and we do it in this order. We seek to entertain, educate, and enlighten.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Yeah, well, you're doing a good job, I think.
Thank you, Ken. Thank you very much. Go ahead. Yeah.
Well, I was wondering, Matt, how much your book agrees or is a little bit like perhaps Randy Alcorn's book, The Treasure Principle. And before I let you answer, this is quite a refreshing topic because I was a bivocational pastor in the past, and I was in poor areas of town, and so I always had to counsel people on tithing, and my counseling sounded a lot like the docs, and you got to start somewhere,
yes,
and you've got to use common sense. But at the same time, if Matthew's coming from the same place, you got to also realize that everything we own, we don't really own; it's God.
Exactly.
I'd like to hear Matt respond to that.
Well, Ken, thanks for your call. Thanks for your question. I'll be honest with you; I haven't read that book. It's called The Treasure. You said.
The Treasure Principle.
The Treasure Principle. Okay, I'm sorry. I have not read that book, but...
But his general comment about everything really is God's. I mean,
yes.
We are God's. I mean, if you look at the theological, you know, argument, you have omniscience,
yes.
Omnipresence,
yes.
And omnipotence.
Yes.
In other words, everything is God.
Yes.
Right. So
absolutely.
So take
absolutely.
It from there.
Yes. Well, that's how we look at it in our household, and I've looked at it in my life. I came out of a kind of a rough background, and when I gave my life to Christ, it was all. It wasn't just a little bit. It was everything. And that's where I just spent time in my Bible and just spent time with the Lord and just said, God, you have to show me who you are. And that was everything from A to Z, from Genesis to Revelation. And so I look at our finances as it belongs to God. You know, we're just conduits. That's why I said that our supporters and those that give to our ministry, see, we have jobs and we work, and our ministry is just, it's a ministry. We don't earn finances off of our ministry. We give finances through the ministry.
Could we look at it this way, that God entrusts us with what is his,
absolutely,
and but what he wants in return is it to be used, let's just say, I don't know the right way, efficiently, the most efficient,
yes,
way, the most godly way.
Yes, exactly.
And is that what you're trying to help people do with your book?
Yes. Well, let's put it this way. I had a conversation with a friend of mine. I'll keep it short. Is see, when I was, we own several businesses, and we do web design and other things for that matter too, but I always put God first in my business. And I said, God, it's your business. What do you want to do with this? And I had a conversation with a friend of mine several times about, and I kept asking him, I said, well, if you're a Christian and you're in business as a Christian businessman, what does God want to do with your business? Not what do you want to do with your business? Because our business, my business, was just it was a conduit for what God wanted to do in me and through me.
Right.
And that's what I had suggested to this person. I said, pray about it. What does God want to do? And I think that's where we all should be. See, a lot of us go to work for jobs, and we go to work, even as Christians, we go to work to earn that dollar. But if we don't look at it as a perspective, if I'm on assignment here, I've worked in the restaurant business in on Disney property for many years, and the walk from the parking lot to the front door, I said, God, what do you want to do? And every time I said, help me to love people and serve people, because that's what it was all about for me. And God blessed me through that greatly. I had so much favor and so much blessings from God regarding that. And if we take that perspective away, then it becomes works. Then it becomes performance. Then it becomes, I have to earn this money to do something. No, we're on assignment for God. You know, just as something that you talked about earlier in the show is that, yes, we are in a war. But if Christians don't wake up to the war that we have a mission everywhere, every day with what we do, then we're going to lose the battle.
Yeah. And to me, see, this life on this planet is, what, a blink of an eye?
Yes.
I mean, we're going to be here, even if we're here 100 or more years, we're going to be there wherever there is, right?
Yes. Mm.
The rest of the time,
forever.
Right?
Yes.
So God wants us to be prepared.
Yes.
That's what this is all about, is to prepare us for for the next phase, the next step, heaven, whatever you want to call it. And he doesn't want weak, stupid people in heaven.
Yes.
Right?
Right.
He wants strong, smart people. And this is why I say liberalism is poison for the soul, because it makes weak, stupid people. It's not their fault.
Yes.
It's because they're liberals.
Well, this brings up the statement from Hillary is, I'm with her. It's like, well, if you make it all about yourself, then how do you give? How do you take what's in you and help others with that? You can't.
Right. And that's what Matthew's book is all about, really.
Yes. Yes.
Biblical tithing for the Christian. You can get it by going to his website, e4ministries.org, the letter E, the number 4ministries.org, or meet him, get him to autograph it for you and say hello to him personally tomorrow at the World of Coffee, 1 to 3. And once again, where's the World of Coffee?
It is on 535 in Lake Buena Vista, right by the it's inside the shopping plaza called the what's it called?
We'll find out
what it's called.
It's at 535 417, basically.
Shops of Lake Buena Vista. Shops of Lake Buena Vista. Right there on 535 and the 417 toll road there.
Right by the World of Coffee.
Right by the World of Coffee, yes.
World of Coffee.
People probably recognize that one.
Yes, World of Coffee. They have a Facebook page. We have a link to it on our Facebook page. There's Facebook at E4 Ministries.
We'll have it on our Facebook and our website, too.
Yeah.
So, thank you, Ken. Thank you, Ken, for the call, and thank you so much for listening. And we will be checking into that book you talked about. Joyce is up next on the line. Joyce, thank you so much for calling tonight. We appreciate it.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
Yep.
I have a question for Dr. Ken.
Go right ahead.
When he kind of wandered in there the other night after a meeting at someone's house.
He was on his way to.
On his way to the house, okay, yeah.
Or whatever. And I just need to verify, I don't know if I understood this right or not, that the temple in Maitland had sold?
Yes. Yes, yes, yes,
because
it has.
My
the one on Pembroke, yeah.
My deceased father-in-law was a past potentate.
Okay.
And my stepdad, I mean, they were just in totally immersed.
Oh, yeah.
In shrine functions. And I was...
Hadn't heard.
I was sort of shocked.
Yeah, well, it happened really, really quickly. When were they potentates? When was your dad potentate?
Early 80s, okay. 81, 82.
Yeah, so back when we moved from...
Magyar.
Yeah, back when we moved from Gore to
Gore.
The...
Yeah, exactly, right. Over to Maitland.
Well, if you remember back then, we had about 5,500 members.
Correct.
And now we're down to about 1,800, and it doesn't support the building.
That's what I was afraid of.
Yeah. And so that, and among other things, the building it's just getting older, and we were just toying with the idea of selling it, actually. And somebody put it out on the website and said, "Hey, we're thinking about selling our building." And within 30 days, this church group walks up with cash and goes, "We want your building." We're like, huh? "Really?" We weren't really expecting that.
Cash is king.
Cash is king. You know, you're going to turn
that cash came from.
all that tithing. Yeah.
I didn't quite understand why, but you know what you said. You know, I know to be true because the generation that was on Gore was older and was declining.
Right.
And they were, you know, it was a struggle.
Yeah.
And
it's a shame, too, because it's such a great organization. Yeah. They do such great things.
We're doing our best, but, you know, it's like, you know, Joyce is saying here, we have an older population that are dying a lot faster than we can bring new members in.
Yeah, and it's a wonderful, wonderful, unbelievable, profitable, God-giving organization.
Oh, yeah.
To those that need.
Yeah, well, absolutely. Not one child has ever paid for services received at our hospitals, nor will they ever.
It's amazing.
We've got
it's
22 amazing. Of them across the United States, Canada, Mexico, and now we're opening up one down in Venezuela.
And wow. You know, one of our longest faithful listeners survived, is alive because of Shriner,
because of that,
Shriner Hospitals.
Wow.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I hope you can find a venue that suits your needs at this point in time.
Yep, same here.
You know, I'll say a special prayer, you know, because, like, I know that, you know, that the people that have passed that have been in my life would say the same thing. And,
It's a true honor to be a Shriner. I have to say that. I say this about both being a Shriner and also being a Mason. It has made me a much better man.
Yep. And I've been to plenty of their functions and been there, done that. And I'm proud to be a daughter of one. So
there you go.
Anyway.
Thanks for the call. That was awesome.
Thank you, Joyce.
I totally love you guys for the effort that you pour forth for the community and the lives that you've saved.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, we're getting a lot more active. We're in a lot more parades nowadays. That's a nice thing, too.
Good deal.
We're doing well.
I'm sorry Gus has to stay captive at the zoo.
No. We're moving him.
He can sometimes.
We're actually moving him from the zoo, so he have more public access.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Breaking news.
Oh, yeah. Found out about this at the house the other night. I just found out about it.
Yeah.
That is too cool. I love that camel.
He's
way cool.
He really is.
He sure is. Hey, Joyce, thanks so much for being out there listening. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. Take care.
You do the same. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we got somebody by the name of Aubrey on the line. And, of course, we're going to get B. Brian Blair, the Killer Bee, on the line. And Marilyn, are you out there? Marilyn, the one who chose Mike Pence to be Donald Trump's running mate? Give us a call. We'll get you on the line, too. 407-774-8255 is the number. We'll be right back. Matt Dell, tomorrow from 1 to 3, right there by the World of Coffee. And what's the name of the bookstore again?
It's actually a cafe, World of Cafe, in Lake Buena Vista Factory Stores at 15533 South Apopka Violin. I have the address now.
All right, we'll give it to you again here in just a few minutes. Please stay with us.
Keep us smart.
They make me look awful dumb, though. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the American Adversaries. My name is Leslie Dell, and I'm here tonight with my husband, Matthew. And we have come a long way from Tennessee to come down for a book signing for Matthew's book, Biblical Tithing for the Christian. Hope that y'all can come out tomorrow and visit us, meet us at the book signing at...
Is that my cue?
That's your cue, Matthew.
15533 South Apopka Vineland Road. That's the Lake Buena Vista Factory Stores on 535.
At World of Coffee.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Welcome back to the show, folks. And by the way, we've gotten a couple of notifications. Yeah, I got the Van Halen song wrong a little while ago.
Oops.
It was Right Now. The one that starts off with, like, the helicopter.
Well, that was a great video they had because they were in the Blue Angels.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah, that's a great video.
All right.
Anyway,
we still got mileage out of it.
Yes, maybe.
All right. While we get B. Brian on the line, we got Aubrey Kahn on the line. Aubrey Kahn, who's going to be hosting once again, of course, tomorrow live from 1 to 3. You can listen to his show as you're driving to and from the book signing. And, of course, that show is called Talk to the Experts right here on these stations. Aubrey Kahn.
Well, good evening, everybody.
Howdy, howdy.
Hello there.
How are you?
Matt, it was good to meet you and your bride last night and enjoyed having dinner with you guys.
Yes, it was incredible. Good to meet you, too.
Yeah,
good food.
Dr. Ken.
Yes, sir.
Did you know that I awarded myself the Dr. Ken VHAC Award last night?
How did you do that, and what were the qualifications? How low were they?
I had to be at least a half an hour late for the show.
Oh, there you go. That works out really well.
Rubbing it in a little bit.
Oh, hey, I have a bowling shirt from when I was on bowling teams. It says no show. It's my name on the bowling shirt. I'd get there, and I wouldn't get a chance to warm up. I'd have to go right into the games.
There you go.
But, Aubrey, I'm like you. I'm busy. I got things to do.
Hey.
You know?
I know. And the traffic is
It's
wonderful.
Rough that we're not liberals and we have to work for a living. You know?
When did a liberal work for a living?
That's what I said. We're not liberals. We have to work for a living.
That's it.
Yeah, because we've got to sustain the liberals so that we have opposition in government, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
That's where that word sustainable came from, huh?
That's it.
Yes.
That's it.
Aubrey, I have to jump in for just a minute and say that Everyone says something about my accent here, but I just want to say...
What accent?
I just want to say that I love listening to you talk.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, we were talking about her accent. She looked around and said, y'all are the ones that have the accent.
I say the same thing? I say, I don't have an accent. You guys are the accent.
Yeah, well, that's true because you are the African-American, you know.
The African-American.
He's
our African-American. That's right. All right. And, of course, Aubrey sits in on Sunday night. Too. And
I'm going to be there this Sunday.
What's that?
I will be there this Sunday.
All right. We're looking forward to it.
Hopefully on time.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Well, I'll say this about Dr. K. He comes bearing gifts.
Yep.
Yeah, well, you know, it's called repentance.
I'm tithing the show.
That's what I'm tithing.
I'm tithing the show.
All right, Aubrey. Thanks for being there.
Have a good night, everybody.
Yep.
God bless.
Once again, talk to the experts. You know, now's the time of the year where a lot of people are finding out they have roof leaks.
Yeah.
Right? If you have any questions about that sort of thing, you can talk to the experts tomorrow from 1 to 3 p.m. And Aubrey will be hosting that show.
Well, you know, and not to rebut Aubrey because he can't, you know, come back because he's already off the line. But, you know, I had a roof leak for, you know, 6 months I was telling him about, and, you know, he never showed up.
Oh, no.
Just, you know,
he was really late.
Yeah,
huh?
When he did, he's like, oh, that's not bad. See ya.
Yeah. Too bad he didn't make house calls to Tennessee. We had a roof leak.
He's just kidding, of course.
Yeah.
Wait, well, we'll be right back. No, wait a minute. We still got time in this segment.
Plenty of time.
What
yeah.
am I doing? What am
yeah,
I doing?
That's Aubrey's right. a consummate professional, by the way. He was awesome when he came out to the
yeah,
house.
Yeah, he is. He's absolutely awesome. And he's got all the latest and state-of-the-art technology, too.
Yeah.
He's got one of those drones.
Oh, I wanted to ask him if he also owns Firm Foundation Realty, because there's a house for sale, but I mean, it's Firm Foundation Realty.
I don't
know if he's part of that.
No,
or not.
I don't think so.
Doesn't look like his sign, though.
No, I don't think
it's
so.
It's kind of hand-drawn.
that's not him.
No, this is real nice.
That's not him. Biblical Tithing for the Christian, brand new book written by the author Matthew Dell. He's here in the studio with us now. You can meet him tomorrow from 1 to 3 p.m. Once again, it's down in the Lake Buena Vista area. Mm-hmm. And the mall is called what again?
It's the Lake Buena Vista Factory Stores, and the shop is called World of Coffee. Great little coffee shop. We were down there today. They have all kinds of imported coffee from all over the world. It was great. Really nice little cafe. And met the manager. Sammer is his name. So we just really appreciate them just having us out there. And we really appreciate you guys just having us out here and just having a great conversation about anything and everything from politics to money. And
yeah,
it's great.
Pretty much the way it goes around here.
Yes.
That's right. So
our ADD kicks in and we're all over the place.
And now, if people can't make it to the book signing tomorrow and they want to order it through your website, can they still get it autographed?
Maybe. Well, I guess they can. If they put in the comment section that they heard it on American Adversaries Radio, then we will autograph
all
the
right.
book. And we do charge for shipping, obviously, because we're in Tennessee, but we will go ahead and sign the book for them. Yeah. Just leave it in the comments and the checkout section. Yeah.
We'll make sure that you're in Tennessee, do you guys get mail delivery every day?
Well, we have a mule that does come up the little
the old Pony
ridge,
Express
ridge that we live on. So, yeah.
We're up on the ridge though. We have the airdrop mail.
Yeah,
the kind you got to look up for, guys.
Right.
And the book is $7.95.
$7.99. Yes.
$7.99.
So, and then
$7.99 plus shipping and handling. So it's very reasonably priced. And if you get more than one, you know, obviously the shipping
we'll work
kind
on
goes
that.
Down.
Yeah. We'll take care of that.
Yeah. And if you put it in the comments that you heard about it on our show.
Yes.
He will autograph it for you.
Yes, absolutely.
All right.
We'll
and it, once again, he and Leslie are going to stick around through the rest of the show. We hope you will stay with us, too. The Rays pregame show is starting to come on, so please join us on the website.
I'd win.
Oh, yes, she would. And I don't know if it was just naturally she'd win or we just would let her. You know.
Either way, it might not be such a bad thing.
It might
not
be a bad way to go. And, you know, Nick, as much as I love Depeche Mode, enjoy the silence. I don't know if that's such a good bring back for a radio show.
Dead air is not really that good.
Yeah. Dead air.
What? We had dead air?
No.
Oh.
Enjoy the Silence was the name of the song.
Oh. I'm sorry.
By Depeche Mode. Yeah, I got that one right.
Just
a little dig. Yeah, I got it right.
Go, Leslie. All right. That is, of course, Dr. K. I am Christopher Hart. And the Nick he's talking about is Nick LoCicero, who is on the bridge, who will be glad to patch your phone call through if you wish to be a part of the show, 407-774-8255. And we also have with us Matthew Dell. And once again, Matt, great to see you again. Matthew and I actually also share the same birthday.
Oh, really? I did not know that, did we?
Yeah, we're separated by years, but January,
just a couple.
Yeah, and it makes us both Aquarians, which means we are very loyal people. Mm-hmm. And he has his
water sign, huh?
Yeah, that's right. And he has his beautiful and lovely wife, Leslie, with him
as
well.
My birthday is June 18th.
Oh, a Gemini.
Is that right? Yeah.
That's my brother's birthday.
Howdy doody. Uh-huh.
Yeah, there are so many of our birthdays in June. It's unbelievable.
In your family?
In my family, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm on the 14th.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're on the flag day.
AJ, my son's on the 10th.
Okay. Yeah.
My two godchildren, there is on the 4th and on the 6th.
Wow.
Right? And I get my brother's on the 18th. And then Bernadette's right around the corner on the 2nd of July. And Sean is the 28th and Michelle's 21st. So, hey.
Well, now my stepsister's is the 10th of June. My grandmother's was the 12th of June.
And that's the same birthday as my sister.
And your sister is, your sister is the 11th, isn't she?
No, she's the 10th.
Is she 10th too?
Yeah.
Okay. Look at that. You see, we're just all interconnected. Right.
So we're the different ones.
We don't even talk to you guys.
Okay. You guys are the summer kids.
How are you doing?
That's the nice thing about Geminis. We don't need you guys. We have more than enough personalities on our side. We just don't know which one's in control at the time.
And Matthew is, as I said, he's been a big help over the years to the show. Even in Tennessee, he helps us on the back end sometimes. And he's written an excellent book. It's called Biblical Tithing for the Christian, And
those that are of the Christ.
That's right. And you can get a copy of it by going to his website, e4ministries.com. That's the letter E, the number 4ministries.com. Or come out and get a copy of it tomorrow and meet him face-to-face.
Yes.
And he'll be there from 1 to 3 p.m. at the World of Coffee.
Yes, World of Coffee. And I just want to say, too, we've seen a few sales on our website already, which is fantastic. We're blessed with that.
Wow.
And those that have ordered on our website right now, we will go ahead and autograph those, and we'll ship them out as soon as we can. So
That's fantastic. And I personally want to thank you folks who have done that. And anyone who orders the book on his website out there, if you will put that you heard him on this show, he will autograph it for you as well.
Yes.
And that's not an automatic, so you'll have to put that in the comments
section. Yes, there should be a comment section. If not, we'll make sure that that's up and running tonight. So,
okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And that's that's at the World of Coffee and Lake Buena Vista Factory Stores right there on 535 and the 417.
So it's real easy to find.
Yeah, and, pretty easy to find.
You get on down there and have a good cup of coffee.
Shoot, we live in Tennessee and we found it.
Not bad. They live in a town that has three stop signs and that's it.
Yeah.
No stop lights.
And if we have to come to a full stop at the stop signs, you know it's rush hour.
There's a lot of traffic is heavy that day.
Traffic's heavy.
Why did you write this book? You said this was on your mind for 20 years.
Yes, it was on my heart for a long time. And we've been kind of stepping out in faith in our ministry. And I've had some opportunities to minister at some different churches around our area. And so now some more doors are opening where we can just really, our hearts just really just to share the love of God and the love of the Father and what God wants to do in our lives and really. Our E4 stands for Ephesians chapter 4, where it talks about building up of the body of Christ.
Right.
Until we all attain to the full unity. And that's our desire, just to reach out to the body of Christ, to encourage the body of Christ about who God is and what God wants to do in their lives.
Dr. K.
Yes, sir.
Matt was describing earlier in the show, and actually Leslie chimed in, and you commented about how a lot of people, especially as they get older in life, feel obligated out of a sense of guilt or sense of duty or a sense of wanting to put away, you sort of invest in the future sort of thing. If there's somebody out there that has a family member that is in that category, let's say, what can they do to break them out of that? Because that's a strong psychological bond.
It really is. Yeah.
And that's why I believe a lot of the pastors use it.
Yes.
Is once they get that bond established, it's near impossible to break it.
It really is, because it becomes ingrained. It becomes a behavior, not just something that people do. It's part of them. It becomes part of their makeup and the way they believe that they're perceived in society. Right.
So it becomes part of their identity.
Yeah, and it does. And as the mind begins to, maybe succumb to either dementia or Alzheimer's, you can see how powerful those patterns are, those belief systems are. When my aunt was suffering from dementia and she was in the home and she would really start to slip, the way they would bring her back to reality was to get her to say the Lord's Prayer, to get her to do her rosary, to get her to do her things that she did from the time she was a child. And as soon as she completed that, she was back, and it reset her. So that's how deep this is. So you're going to have to approach it from a different angle of education to try to get them to realize that they can't do what they once did. Just like their body won't let them do what they once did, their pocketbook won't let them do what they once did.
See, and that's so powerful, because when someone believes in something that is untrue, they will live it as if it was true. And that's what the Bible talks about is strongholds. And a stronghold will control and manipulate people, whether it's a stronghold of pride and arrogance, whether it's a stronghold of fear, whether it's a stronghold of performance. And see, exactly what you're talking about, that's what Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2 talks about. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind to prove the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. You know, God has a pattern laid out for us, and it's in the Bible, to love him and serve him and do what he's called us to do with freedom and liberty, not with control and manipulation, not with having to perform, not out of pride of saying, look at me, look what I've done for God. No, that's not it. We are to serve one another and love one another and surrender our lives to love God and serve God as he's called us to do that. And we've had situations too where, someone I deeply care about has came out of a church background where they didn't even believe in miracles, and I'm like, wait a minute, isn't the sun coming up during the day? Isn't in the morning? Isn't that
life
a miracle
itself?
Isn't the act of conception? Or what about when God, only God, can turn a heart of stone into a heart, that heart of flesh? Mm-hmm. Isn't that a miracle in itself? When someone can see the love of God and surrender their lives to the love of God, isn't that a miracle in itself? And then we start talking about healing and receiving healing and miracles and that too. And that was just a tremendous feat in itself, to seeing someone's life transformed by the renewing of their mind to receive that gift from God that God has for us.
How is this going over? How's the book going over? Leslie, can you give us a feel as to how the book is going over? How are people responding to the book? I know it just came out, but obviously you've had some exposure amongst family and friends, and you don't have to mention any names, but go ahead.
Well, don't mention any 40 of your 41st cousins.
Yes. It did just come out. So we are just now starting to get some reviews about the book, and it's mixed, because of course people's traditional beliefs, that's very hard if the book is not in line with their traditional belief. Then it's very hard for them to read that and be accepting of it. It's just something that we just have to pray about, that hopefully they will be able then just go back to the Bible, go back to those verses in the Bible, read it again for yourself and pray about that and see. Then we have some others who are all for the book that are, yes, this needs to be taught, because this is the way it is. This needs to be taught. It's God's word. This is how it's supposed to be. So we're getting mixed reviews. It's a little of both, and it's one of those things that we anticipated that we would have. We figured some people will love the book, some people will totally disagree with the book, and not that we want to cause controversy. We just want to get out what God's word says on the subject of giving.
Well, I would say that given what you just said about the response, that's a pretty good indication that you're messing around with the truth here. Mm-hmm. And that's usually the response you get when whatever the truth is. A lot of people who are already turned on to it or just feel the rightness of it will love it. And the people who are threatened by it and who are listening to the demons will hate it.
Well, exactly. Key word right there is demons, because strongholds of control and manipulation is demonic.
Right.
And where someone is a pastor or a leader or someone standing behind the pulpit that is acting, even though they're born again, they may have a stronghold of that control and manipulation that's going to control and continue to control and manipulate until they get set free from it.
Sure.
Until they renew their mind from it.
Right.
And that's what this book is all about. It's about renewing your mind and changing that behavior pattern to walk in that freedom and that liberty of the Christ. And this book, you know, just on a side note too, this book is just really just a first book of a series that we're working on that is about deliverance and spiritual warfare and just in very simple, basic terms. It doesn't have to, you don't have to have a 200-page book about, you know, or a 10-hour message, you know, about deliverance and spiritual warfare. You don't have to. It's very simple and very, very concise there in the Word of God. So we're working on those, and hopefully by the end of the year we should have those out in print too as well.
All right. Excellent. So, excellent.
Thank you.
And once again, Matt will be tomorrow at the World of Coffee, 1 to 3 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And as I said, as you're driving down there, if you happen to be driving down there between 1 and 3 p.m., you can listen to Aubrey Kahn on talk all these stations, talk to the experts, and then get down there. He's the experts on the home stuff, and then you get down there to Matt Dell, and he's the expert on the tithing. And by the way, Matthew is an ordained minister, and he is also the founder of e4ministries.org. That's the letter E, the number 4, ministries.org, and that's where you get the book.
Yes.
And if you're ordering it now, he will autograph it for you. And if you order it later on and put in the he'll have a comments area on his website. And by the way, if it's not up there now, he will be putting it up later because he's a web guy.
Yeah.
and
we'll make sure it gets done.
That's exactly right. So that's e4ministries.org.
Yes.
And the book signing tomorrow, he's in town, but they're from Tennessee. So it's not a once in a lifetime, but it's a fairly rare opportunity because they'll be heading back out of town real soon.
Yes. So, and if you don't believe they're from Tennessee, just say hi to Leslie.
Say hi, Leslie.
Get her. If you realize, she might even sing Rocky Top for you.
Oh, gosh. Do I need to pull up those words to that?
Matthew knows all the words to Rocky Top now.
You better learn them. That's like, you know, learning how to speak the language there.
He chose to move to Tennessee, so I told him that's one of the prerequisites to be able to stay there is you have to learn Rocky Top.
And it's a beautiful, the beautiful area where you're living too.
Yes,
and,
it is. We live in the Squatchy Valley. So we're in the Squatchy Valley, mountains on both sides. It's a beautiful place.
It is indeed. It is indeed.
Yeah, I actually get to play drums every once in a while in a, I kind of tease my family about this.
A little hoot nanny band.
Yeah, it's called.
Sorry, I'm just kidding. Yeah.
Well, I call it Posse's Country Jamboree.
Posse.
P-O-S-S. I don't know if they're listening or not there in Tennessee.
Posse Merriman. Well, you know, Posse's son Lamar, he shows up in a lot of different places across the U.S. You never know about Lamar. So Lamar might actually be in the listening area right now.
I was going to say, there's a strange character hanging around the front door down there. Just kidding.
Does he have a straw hat on?
farmer jeans, you know?
Yeah. And I've got a pair of overalls. Yeah. What's wrong with that?
places, BR549.
All right, we got to take one more break for tonight. And when we come back, of course, Matthew and Leslie will still be here if you have any questions for them. And don't forget, Monday, the convention starts. It's going to be live, wall-to-wall coverage right here on FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer, of the convention. It'll start early in the morning with Hugh Hewitt, and it'll end at the end of the night. And so it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be real exciting. And we hope you're here right here with us for the whole shebang. We'll be right back.
Thoughts that flash in the calm that cast long shadows of doubt. No matter how far down you hold them, they just spill out. So I hold tight to the edge of the night, and I fight on and wait for the light, and I hold fast to the ear and the light.
back around ourselves. The American Adversaries here on 660 AM, 105.5 FM. I'm Dr. Ken sitting on this side of the bench. And over there, we got Christopher Hart. We got Matt. We got Leslie in the studio today. We've been having a great time. And, you know, playing that bumper, wow, what a great movie that was, too.
13 Hours, of course. It's out now on DVD. Please get a copy and see it if you have not already. It's important that we do not forget those four individuals, four precious lives that were lost while Marines were being forced to change their clothes.
Yeah, yeah. Or told to stand down.
Yeah, indeed, indeed.
Yeah.
Okay, we just have a little bit of time left here. If you want to get in on the show, please do it now. Matt Dell, go ahead.
Well, I was going to ask about, has anybody seen or the new movie that's coming out, Hillary's?
It's being pre-screened. Yes, pre-screened. Hillary's America.
Hillary's America, yes.
Dinesh D'Souza, the movie will actually screen nationwide a week from today.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as the Republican convention closes,
yes,
right before the Democrat convention begins.
Hey, what great advertisement is that?
Movie is going to be, let's just say it's going to ruffle some feathers out there. It's going to roil some people because it is, he presents the case that, let's just say he sort of puts it all together, you know, the foundation and the Secretary of State business and all of that. He just kind of encapsulates it all in a movie, and it's going to be powerful.
That's what I like about him, Dinesh, is that he does his homework. And we had talked about this earlier, too, Dr. Ken, is that, you know, liberals don't like facts.
Oh, no.
And if you're a conservative and you really want to educate yourself, you've got to do your homework. If you know what the truth is, you need to, if you desire the truth, right, you need to study the truth and what the truth is all about.
Well,
history, your Bible, exactly.
There's that old adage that if you want to make a conservative upset, you lie to them. And if you want to make a liberal upset, you just tell them the truth.
That pretty much says it all,
sums it up,
doesn't it?
Right
yeah,
there.
It does, really. And once again, biblical tithing for the Christian, the Christian, we have, and it is on sale now. You can get it either through the website, e4ministries.org, the letter E, the number 4ministries.org, or at the World of Coffee tomorrow. Matthew will be there selling them and autographing them for you right there.
Yes, and that's in Lake Buena Vista Factory Stores right there on 535 and the 417.
Between 1 and 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. You'll be able to meet Matthew and his wife, and if you have any questions, he'll be glad to answer them there as well. But, of course, the answers are in the book.
Yes, buy the book.
Exactly, exactly. And the answers that he has in his book came from the main book, the Bible,
and
the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
And so it came from the right source.
Well, just our flyer that we put together is you know, I had a I remember I was driving down the turnpike. I was just gave my life to Christ probably, you know, 3 or 4 months before, driving down a turnpike, and I hear a very well known pastor on the Christian radio station say that the tithe was the only law that passed through the cross, and I was floored. I said, I'm thinking, what? You got to be kidding me!
Right.
How is the work of Jesus at the cross of Calvary incomplete? How can it be? And so that's one of the questions that we answer is the work of Christ is complete through the cross of Calvary. Everything that he did provides all of our provision that we need. For we need our need for salvation, our need for health and healing, our financial provision was all there through Calvary that we just receive as a free gift. And also the big question about Malachi chapter 3, is that really for the Christian? Can you really relate a prophetic word that was for the Jews at that time, how can you relate that to the Christian for today, 2,000 years later? You can't. And, you know, what we're supposed to really do about our giving. And this is what the book really targets and really answers.
All right. Mm-hmm. It sounds like a fantastic book. I can't wait to get a copy myself and read it. And it just is literally hot off the presses.
Yes. I mean it's somewhere over Oklahoma right now off the presses and on our way to here to Orlando.
Yep. Yeah.
Well, is it downloadable as well? Could you have it on?
I don't have that set up on the website right now, but, cause the publisher is supposed to do that for us. But, if we need to make that available as a PDF download, we can make that as a PDF download.
Okay, yeah. So, my wife likes her Kindle. And, you know,
yes, we can do it as a PDF.
Stuff, yeah.
Yeah. Kindle. Exactly.
All right.
Yep. Yep.
So, and more to come. More to come because Matthew says this is the first in a series of books.
Yes.
And it's only $7.99, and it would make a great gift for someone in your family, for everyone in your family. Your birthday gift, you know, the holiday season is coming up. It's never too early to start shopping, you know, for Christmas and Hanukkah. Mm-hmm. And so this is a book that the Christians should have along with their Bible and maybe a Bible guide.
Yes.
And because it's all about guiding you and making the right decisions in life.
Yes, especially and finances are such and money is such a touchy subject. God wants us blessed. He wants us blessed. Jesus died for blessings for us.
Right.
And this whole thing about giving and finances just gets so people just bundled in so much tension and bondage. You know, I've heard other Christians tell other Christians that you're cursed. You're cursed and you're going to hell if you don't tithe. I'm like, how can you say that to a born again believer, to a Christian?
Yeah,
you can't
doesn't
do
work.
That. You can't do that.
Absolutely.
Are we going to close with Rocky Top?
Take off.
Go over here.
Are you listening?
You both got to sing it though.
Oh, there you go.
All right, ready? I got the words right here.
Ready?
One, two, three, bah.
Wish that I was on a rocky top down in the Tennessee hills. Ain't no smoggy smoke on Rocky Top, ain't no telephone bills. Once I had a girl on Rocky Top, other baby, other half cat. Wild as a mink, but sweet as soda pop, I still dream about that.
Bye, everybody.
Rocky Top.